This is the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. This week we are talking with Patrick Lorenz. He is a wheat grower from Stratton, Nebraska. Patrick, you were just part of a trip out to Portland, Oregon with the folks from the Nebraska Wheat Board. Let's talk about that trip. What were some of the things you were able to see?
We went out to Portland, Oregon for the wheat to visit the wheat marketing center there. They have a lab and bread baking and all the stuff that they're testing. We also toured United Grain Terminal, a commercial bakery, Marseille. We also got to go on a Shaver tugboat where they pushed barges up and down the river.
Sounds like you had a full trip as part of that went out to Portland, Oregon. For you, as you look back on the experiences with a few days now removed from it, what were some of the highlights? What did you enjoy learning about?
It was, being a hard red winter wheat producer, it was really cool to see where about 50% of U.S. wheat that's shipped off goes through Portland. Of course, most of Nebraska ends up down in the Gulf. But just the scale and what they're looking at when they ship wheat, how particular good quality wheat is that the USA sells.
Of course, as part of this, you're able to connect with other producers, I assume, from across the state. What was that like to be able to network and travel with fellow Nebraska wheat growers?
It's always cool to see, you know, how things are different. There was three Hemingford guys there and also someone from Oshkosh. And it's just amazing the difference the areas are on producing wheat and stuff.
Speaking of experience, I was able to travel with a group last year and document some of it from a media perspective, but that Shaver Transportation tugboat ride, that was pretty cool from my experience. What do you think of that?
That was a lot of fun. It's crazy how tall them things are, and then, of course, they've got two engines that put out 3,000 horse, and they get up to about 500 foot long or something. It was the three barges in front, and Quite the deal.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned you're able to see a bakery as well. So this tour not only shows you how wheat is exported and tested, of course, at the Wheat Marketing Center, but also how it's used. Talk a little about that experience and seeing different wheats and things blended together.
Yeah. They talked about, you know, how particular they have to be on. They raise a lot of bread and donuts and cookies there that are sold locally. And, just on how many different products that they mix together. And if the wheat's better quality, they can skip a lot of the additives to get the same feel of the loaf of bread or hamburger bun or softness in the cookies even, which if I'd go back, I'd go back to buy the cookies there.
Well, from your experiences in Portland, what else sticks out to you want to share with us today?
Just the wheat. The team there at the Wheat Marketing Center, how good a job they do on promoting U.S. wheat. They get a lot of countries that come in, and especially in their lab area, to experiment with U.S. wheat and the quality and the different varieties and stuff. And so they do a lot there to help sell United States wheat.
I understand this is an annual trip that the Nebraska Wheat Board helps to organize, encouraging producers to head out there and kind of see firsthand for themselves. Would you suggest for next year's trip that Nebraska wheat growers consider this opportunity?
Yes, for sure.
Well, let's get an update on your wheat crop down by Stratton, Nebraska. How are things looking in your neck of the woods?
It's looking pretty good for being as dry as it was when we planted, but just trying to keep snow cover on it. Keep it protected at this point, and hopefully we're past the really cold weather.
Yeah, we can certainly hope for that. Patrick Lorenz, our guest this week here on the Nebraska Weekly Wheat Report. On the Rural Radio Network, I'm Bryce Duskett reporting.